With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A new poll finds GOP is viewed more favorably than Democrats. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
According to the poll, voters by a six-point margin have a more favorable opinion of Republicans than they do Democrats. And that's in part because many Democratic voters are disaffected with their own party. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters view the Republican Party favorably, 44% view the Democratic Party favorably. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson is facing a tricky path forward as President Trump and Elon Musk publicly push for the impeachment of the judge who directed flights carrying Venezuelan migrants to be turned around. We get more from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Trump ignited a controversial campaign this week when he said U.S. District Judge James Boasberg should be impeached, which Musk and other Republican lawmakers joined in on. Texas Republican Brandon Gill quickly heeded the president's calls, introducing an article of impeachment against Boasberg that charges him with abuse of power. A Johnson spokesperson said that the top lawmaker is looking forward to working with the Judiciary Committee as they review all available options under the Constitution to address this urgent matter. If the House does eventually move forward with the impeachment vote, Johnson would face an uphill battle to get it over the finish line. With a slim House GOP majority, the Speaker would need near unanimity in his ranks, and some lawmakers are already casting doubt. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Heathrow Airport says it's fully operational today after almost day-long closures sparked by electrical substation fire. The airport says it has added flights so an extra 10,000 passengers can travel. British Airways says it expects to operate about 85% of its scheduled flights at the biggest London airport. This is SRN News. The LGBT agenda being embraced by another mainline Protestant denomination.
Leaders of the Presbyterian Church USA have amended the organization's constitution to bar discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. Meanwhile, a separate proposal that would require any prospective PCUSA clergyman to answer questions about his stance on homosexuality is still being considered by the churches. Mainline denominations have increasingly embraced the LGBT agenda and lost membership as a result. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Trump cabinet secretary violated the law when he told TV viewers this week to buy Tesla stock, but it's not clear that anything will be done about that. It's a worry for some ethical law experts. The comment came from the U.S. Commerce Secretary a week after President Trump turned the White House lawn into a Tesla opportunity to speak back against some of the violence being done against Elon Musk. This is SRN News. A woman arrested, accused of drowning her dog in a Florida airport bathroom.
A Louisiana woman was arrested in Lake County after drowning her dog inside a Florida airport bathroom after she was denied flying with her dog due to paperwork issues. On Wednesday, she was charged with aggravated animal abuse and a third-degree felony. She was released on a $5,000 bail. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A new book coming out soon about the U.S. Supreme Court, how it works.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has a book coming out in September that her publisher is billing as an invitation for readers to see the Supreme Court through the lens of her experience. Listening to the Law, Reflections on the Court and Constitution will be released September 9th. The third justice appointed by President Trump, Barrett gave conservatives a 6-3 majority. Ron Taylor reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at SRNNews.com.